Start spreading the news. You're leaving today. Tell him, Frank.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Composer John Kander was born on this date in 1927. Kander teamed with lyricist Fred Ebb to forge one of the longest-running and most successful creative partnerships in Broadway history. Kander began studying music as a child and started his professional career in 1950 with Second Square. He made his Broadway composing debut with the 1962 flop A Family Affair. Later that same year, he met Ebb, with whom he soon collaborated on the songs My Coloring Book and I Don't Care Much, both later recorded by Barbara Streisand. The duo's first stage musical, Golden Gate, convinced producer Harold Prince to hire them for his Flora the Red Menace, which featured Liza Minnelli in her Tony Award-winning Broadway debut. 1966's Cabaret rocketed the duo to massive critical and commercial success, winning 7 Tony Awards on its way to a run of 1,166 performances and an Oscar-winning film adaptation. In 1972, the duo composed a number of songs for Minnelli's Emmy-winning TV special, Liza with a Z. After contributing material to Streisand's 1975 film Funny Girl, later that same year, the duo launched Chicago. In 1977, they scored Martin Scorsese's film musical New York, New York. The title song later became a signature hit for Frank Sinatra, as well as the Big Apple's unofficial theme. Their 1991 induction into the New York Theater Hall of Fame coincided with the premiere of And the World Goes Round, an off-Broadway tribute review featuring dozens of their songs. In 1997, Kander and Ebb were announced as recipients of the 21st Annual Kennedy Center Honors. Malcolm Bowman, who was born in Texas but moved to Pine Bluff at age 10, died in Little Rock on this date in 1993. Bowman was respected worldwide as an analytical chemist, researcher, and author. He and his associates were credited with devising many techniques and processes, as well as developing much of the equipment that became common within the fields of chemistry and scientific research. 80 years ago on this date, Schick Incorporated marketed the first electric razor. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.